administrator. I mean, that's why the audit was so important. We wouldn't want to bring in an administrator and then all of a sudden say, oh, well, all of a sudden this money's not accounted for, and, well, you should do something about it.
Weibel says since it's important to hear what the public thinks before the board moves forward with plans for finding a new permanent administrator. Today's Public Health Board meeting starts at 5 at the Public Health District offices on West Kenyon Road in Champaign. Last Friday's fire that leveled a historic downtown Champaign building leaves a major gap at one of the city's most important corners. The director of the Champaign Downtown Association says whatever the owners of the former Metropolitan Building decide to do with the property, her organization will assist. Mary Dennis says she and others are still getting over the shock of losing the building to a quick-spreading fire that was also left that also left adjacent buildings heavily damaged.
I know one idea is to kind of reconstruct what the building was, even though it would be a brand new building, to make it look and feel like it, you know, like it did before. That's one option. Another option is to do something completely different. I think it's going to take some time, and to sort all this out.
Damage from the fire has been estimated at over $3.5 million. Fire investigators were back at the site today looking through the rubble in search of any clues as to what caused the fire. They may be bringing heavy equipment to the scene to help with the investigation. Dennis hopes the buildings next to the Metropolitan can be salvaged, but she compliments firefighters from keeping the damage from spreading farther than it did. Governor Rob Blagojevich's administration says a faltering economy is eating away at state tax revenue, creating what could be a budget hole of $800 million or more. The state's top revenue sources, personal and corporate income taxes and sales taxes, are coming in at lower levels than anticipated. The legislature's budget office reports revenue from those taxes since the July 1 start of the fiscal year is up $143 million, or about 2.4%. But it acknowledges it will be hard to maintain the pace if the economy worsens. The Revenue Department also says tax revenue from riverboat casinos could fall $100 million below projections. Illinois' Attorney General will continue to represent Governor Rob Blagojevich in a lawsuit over a plan to move transportation jobs out of Springfield to southern Illinois. Governor had requested his own private attorney in the case, but a judge turned him down, Sean Crawford reports.
Sangamon County Judge Roger Holmes says there's no conflict of interest in Attorney General Lisa Madigan serving as the governor's legal counsel. Blagojevich wants to move 100 state transportation workers' positions to Harrisburg in deep southern Illinois. Several Springfield leaders and a state employees union are suing to stop the move. Blagojevich wanted to dump Madigan in favor of a private firm. He's concerned Madigan might try to block the transfer. Part of her duty as attorney general requires her to weigh in on the governor's purchase of a Harrisburg building to house the department. Attorney General spokesman Scott Mulford says the governor's concerns are unfounded.
That's not what is taking place. What is taking place is a review, a thorough review of the documents that were submitted to us, to the attorney general.
Mulford gave no timetable for how long the review would take, adding the office only received the paperwork on the building purchase late last week. The judge in the case says the Blagojevich administration could refile its motion to have Madigan removed as legal counsel after she makes her decision. I'm Sean Crawford.
It's 4:33.
WILO programs are made possible with support from the Art Mart in Lincoln Square, Urbana. The Art Mart's deli, grocery, and bakery feature premium foods and ingredients for cooking and entertaining, including Reuben's chocolates. The Art Mart is pleased to support public radio.
Mike Sola now with the weather.
It's 38 degrees on Friends Plaza. We have a mostly cloudy sky right now. A little bit of light rain down in far southern Illinois, and a low pressure system moving out of the panhandle of Oklahoma will continue to spread precipitation into our area, arriving in the Champaign-Urbana area sometime early tomorrow. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, a low temperature of around 30 degrees with a light variable wind. Cloudy with periods of rain tomorrow, the high temperature 45, the wind out of the southeast at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Rain will be in the forecast all the way towards the end of the week. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a rain, a low of 38 degrees. Periods of rain on Wednesday, the high temperature 48, and then a few showers left over for Wednesday night, a low temperature near 40. Not a lot of rain on Thursday, but we're still looking for a chance for a shower here and there, and the high temperature 54. Across Illinois and Indiana today, the rain will be arriving tonight in west central and southern Illinois. The rest of the two-state area, partly to mostly cloudy. Lows between 20 in northeastern Indiana to 40 in far southern Illinois. Tomorrow in northwestern Illinois, a mix of wet snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain, changing to all rain through the day. Elsewhere in Illinois and Indiana, western and southern Indiana, that is, cloudy with periods of rain. High temperatures tomorrow between 37 in northwestern Illinois to 50 in the far south. It's 37 degrees on Friends Plaza. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Nearly 7 in 10 voters last Tuesday said they worry about the cost of health care, that according to exit polls. And that's one of the problems President-elect Obama will inherit. Health care costs continue to rise much faster than other costs, and 46 million Americans have no health insurance at all.
Presidents since Franklin Roosevelt have launched major efforts to overhaul the health care system, and all of them have failed. As Barack Obama begins